It's September 6, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Balser, your new host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. I look forward to meeting you here every Sunday morning. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that through your Holy Spirit, we would have joy. Heal our hurts and make us whole. Give us kind and encouraging words to speak. We want to be your messenger of hope, peace, and healing. Amen. That was For the Beauty of the Earth, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Today we begin a four-part series on prominent leaders in the Old Testament, Joshua, Gideon, Ezra, and Nehemiah. This morning we meet Joshua, and our theme is Leadership Strong and Courageous. The scripture text is taken from Joshua chapter 1. Our speaker is Dr. Gordon Matties, Associate Professor of Biblical Studies and Theology. Having Gordon on my first Sunday at CMU program is quite amusing and delightful. 25 years ago, almost to the day, I walked into my first Old Testament studies class as a new college student, and Gordon was my teacher. Now, all these years later, here we are, collaborating together for God's purposes.
Some people think that this year's election in the United States demonstrated one thing. Voters long for leaders who have integrity, who offer hope in trying times, and who empower others to make a difference. The story of God's people in Scripture pays a good deal of attention to leaders, and for some of the same reasons. I've attended two installation services for college presidents in which the speaker charged the president with our text for today, the first 9 verses of the book of Joshua. That seems natural, since the first chapter of Joshua is one of the great biblical commissioning stories. And who better to model leadership than Joshua? Knowing what comes next in the book of Judges, it's quite remarkable that at the end of the book of Joshua we read, Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua. Surely those called to leadership do well to emulate him. But if we look to our text for detailed characteristics of leadership, we don't find a long list. God gives Joshua only 2 essential practices, courage and attentiveness. God repeats the first of those emphatically 3 times in verses 6, 7, and 9. Be strong and courageous. There's nothing here about being entrepreneurial, exceptionally gifted, able to strategize, or being a fine communicator. God clarifies the point only by stating the opposite. Do not be frightened or dismayed. And throughout the book of Joshua, God repeats that encouragement often. Do not be afraid in the face of fearsome realities. The second practice is attentiveness to God's instructions. In verses 7 and 8, we read, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Success will not mean paying attention to the book by the latest leadership guru, as helpful as that book may be. Nor does it depend on Joshua's charismatic leadership gifts. Joshua must focus on God's words, and therefore on God alone. Now, if our quest for leadership essentials were only to notice the two practices of the exceptional leader, courage and attentiveness to God's word, we would have missed the heart of this text. It's found in the little word I, which appears 8 times in these 9 verses. Of course, the I is God, who assures us that none of this is really up to Joshua. God crystallizes that assurance in a double affirmation. "I will be with you," in verse 5, and "God is with you," in verse 9. Not only does God promise to be with Joshua, God adds, "I will not fail you or forsake you." That is always the word of God to those who are called. Moses, Jeremiah, and others hear the same word. It's not about you. It's about God. The last chapter of the book of Joshua punctuates that point. There, in a short speech, God says, "I," 18 times. And only then, in chapter 24, verse 14, are the people called to commitment and to service. God's I and the promise of God's unfailing presence always comes first. This is the same assurance that comes to readers of the Gospel of Matthew, where the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, becomes, "I will be with you always," in Jesus' commissioning speech in chapter 28. That, I suggest, is all we really need to know in the fearsome realities of life. I will be with you always.
That was "If Ye Love Me," sung by the CMU Men's Chorus. My interview guest today is Ruth Toronto. She's working at Menno Simons, which is a College of Canadian Mennonite University affiliated with the University of Winnipeg, and it's located in downtown Winnipeg, right on Portage Avenue. Ruth, thank you for coming to tell us a little bit about your story. Can you describe just briefly what is your role at Menno Simons College? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually have several roles, but the one that we're going to talk about today is as director of the practicum program. I also am the associate VP, so I do administrative work and I do some teaching. But for 10 years now, I've been working as the director of the practicum program in international development studies and conflict resolution studies.
We're going to jump right to our key question. As somebody that tries to link students both locally and internationally with hands-on experiences through the practicum, where do you see courage being needed in our world?
I think I see this in so many ways, both locally, as you say, and internationally. We need to step outside of our comfort zones, I think. And this is one of the things that I see the most dramatically in students when they go away on international placements, but also when they work with First Nations communities here in the city or work with disadvantaged groups, really stepping outside of our comfort zone at that point. And it takes a lot of courage to do that because people, all of us, whether we're 21-year-old students or whether we're older, have a tendency to really want to stick with our own. We're most comfortable with people who think the same way, look the same way, act the same way. And by stepping outside, it takes a lot of courage, but an awful lot of learning can happen there.
So what do you do as a mentor, as a director of practicums to inspire or motivate courage? Do you basically say you're going and you don't have an option? Like, how do we actually move students into this space where they move out of that comfort zone?
Yeah, I'm privileged in that I get to work with students who are in the fields of international development and conflict resolution. Our students have a tendency to want to do that anyway, and the practicum is a way that they can do that. And they're well aware that they will be taking part in a practicum. We don't ever say you have to go internationally, and a lot of our best students want to do placements here in the city because there's a lot of work to be done here in the city and in Manitoba as well. But they know that this is one way that they're going to have to get out there and meet new people and use some of that courage and some of the knowledge that they've learned in the classroom in a different setting.
As we wrap up, you've had 10 years of working in this area. What do you take away from these kinds of experiences personally? What does it do to you as Ruth when you see a student step out into this comfort zone you never thought they would maybe take that big of a leap?
Since I'm not as young as a lot of them, although a lot of our students aren't in their 20s, we've got students of all ages, but what I really admire about them is their ability to go out into these situations with an open mind and just experience everything the best they can. It's not easy. I've been to Africa a few times, to East Africa in particular, and it's not easy. It's fascinating, but it's not easy. And to see them come back with their energy and their enthusiasm intact, even when they see some very difficult situations, is absolutely amazing to me.
Thank you so much, Ruth, for joining us on Sunday at CMU.
You're welcome.
Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. September 25 and 26 is the CMU Homecoming. This annual event is for alumni, students, parents, and friends. October 18th at 7:30 p.m. in the Laudamus Auditorium is CMU Vespers, a time of quiet worship, contemplation, music, and scripture. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin or visit the CMU website at www.cmu.ca. Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. You can listen anytime to the program on our website. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.